In 2030, there could be a nuclear reactor on the moon. Not maybe, not theoretically. NASA has already picked the companies. The contracts for prototype designs are signed. The countdown has begun, and when it powers on, everything changes. Right now, three companies are building early reactor prototypes. China is racing to beat the US there. And here's the crazy part. The reactor is designed to run for 10 years straight. No refueling, no repairs, just constant power in the most hostile environment humans have ever tried to colonize. But here's what nobody's talking about. This isn't really about the moon at all. Quick question, how long do you think night lasts on the moon? 14 days, 2 full weeks of complete darkness. Solar panels work during the day, but when night comes, they're useless unless paired with massive batteries or fuel cells. NASA studies show that powering even a small habitat through that period with batteries alone would require so much extra mass and cost, it becomes highly impractical. That's why NASA is turning to nuclear power, fission reactors that can deliver continuous, reliable power through the darkest and most hostile conditions.